This week, the World and the Center for Public Integrity are looking at the impact of fertilizer use around the globe. We reported yesterday that there's growing concern about the nitrogen pollution that comes from fertilizer and its impact on climate change. But the agriculture sector in Africa is focused on the opposite problem, getting more fertilizer to farmers to boost crop yields. The World's Rupa Shenoy reports on new efforts and challenges in doing that.
For decades, fertilizer was too expensive for African farmers. It had to be imported, and transportation into the continent was expensive. Now, though, Africa's turning a corner toward producing fertilizer locally. International companies and the African Development Bank are building or helping to build fertilizer plants in Ethiopia, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Nigeria that are already boosting farmers' yields. And this summer in Ghana, Vice President Mohamed Bawumia stood proudly before the largest fertilizer plant ever built in the country.
So this factory can meet all of Ghana's demands for fertilizer.
The ultra-modern facility in the coastal town of Tema is the first in a national plan to build fertilizer plants in every district of the country.
We therefore don't really have any reason to be furthermore importing more and more fertilizer and wasting our foreign exchange.
The wide acceptance of fertilizer in Africa has been a long time coming. Hank Bremen was Africa director for the International Fertilizer Development Center.
You had efforts to get fertilizer adopted in the 60s, the 70s, but it didn't become a success because the cost-benefit were not favorable at all.
And Bremen says there was resistance to fertilizer from some in Africa who, remembering the colonialism that dominated the continent, didn't want to be dependent on foreign corporations, or they preferred more natural farming. But he says those methods don't produce enough.
That will not feed the African population at present.
There's growing concern among scientists internationally about the expanding role that nitrogen pollution from fertilizer is playing in climate change. But the agricultural sector in Africa is focused on a different problem. Fertilizer production here has increased, but distribution challenges remain, including increasing reports of fertilizer being stolen and smuggled.
The concerns of the farmers come after several reports of smuggled, subsidized fertilizers from Ghana to Nigeria.
This is a video shared by the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana. Farmers in it say they haven't received their share of fertilizer, which is typically distributed by the government.
Our concern is that, for how long can we continue to wait?
Everybody's aware this time. It's not easy for everybody.
If you cannot get subsidized fertilizer, it frustrates you.
I visited a farmer in the interior Volta region of Ghana.
Okay, you are welcome. I'm known as Ochami Ampedu.
80-year-old Ochami Ampedu says there hasn't been a government agriculture agent here to distribute fertilizer in 2 years.
Usually, agriculturists, the suppliers say, fertilizers.
Ampedu raises citrus fruit, coconut.
Now experimenting avocado.
And now he's trying his hand at avocados because he hasn't had much luck with any crops. In a dark shed, he keeps one last burlap bag of fertilizer leaning up against a wall.
Yeah, very good.
The bag's still mostly full. Ampedu says he's saving it for when he really needs it, although he knows one bag won't make a big difference. So public-private partnerships have built fertilizer plants across Africa, like the one that just opened in Ghana. But Marie-Claire Kalighangabo says now they need to do more to make sure fertilizer actually reaches farmers. Kalighangabo finances fertilizer projects for the Africa Development Bank. She spoke last year at an African fertilizer conference.
Private sector has to play a key role in ensuring that quality fertilizer gets to the farmer at the right time and the right moment.
She says everyone realizes they need to work together to solve this last stubborn problem.
We all know that agriculture is the key in the development of the continent.
And the key to successful agriculture in Africa, she and others say, is more fertilizer. They know it has environmental side effects, but right now, increasing yields is a higher priority. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy in the Volta region of Ghana.
To read more about the link between fertilizer and climate change, head to our website, theworld.org.